Before we go, the last word on After the Romance goes to the person behind this hour, producer Sarah Nix. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Tim.
What have you got?
Well, in my opinion, there's a silver lining to the end of any romance, and that's the soundtrack, particularly the angry breakup songs. They're a kind of surefire way to bust up the post-breakup blues. So I asked Robin Lynn and Jason Saldana, their producers at Sound Opinions, which is a great public radio program out of Chicago, to come in and talk with me about angry breakup songs. What do you guys think makes for a good breakup song?
Lyrics are probably the most important thing. You obviously want to say something that hurts the other person as much as you possibly can. And tone of the song is also important, whether it's juxtaposed against some happy music or some dire music.
Yeah, I would echo the tone and second that with attitude. Some of the songs I was thinking about, you parse the lyrics and they're not that complicated or even that biting. It's the delivery that really packs the punch.
Yeah, I agree. And I have to admit that looking through what you guys had sent me or listening through what you'd sent me, I loved anything with a really angry guitar. It was very satisfying.
Yeah, certain instruments are not going to give you the fire that you want. I don't know that I've heard angry cowbell. Guitar is a good go-to.
Well, okay, let's get started. Let's go angry, because I have the sense that when your heart's broken and you're kind of maybe ready to be over it, at least for a couple of songs, you want an angry breakup song.
Of course.
And it feels like there are three genres, right? Blame, revenge, and I'm moving on. So let's start with blame.
Okay.
Jason, you had a great one from Outkast.
Yeah, this is a song from probably their breakout album, Stankonia, in 2000, 2001. And it was, I think, the first single, actually, Miss Jackson.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas.
Andre 3000 is talking about a breakup with actually Erykah Badu.
Baby mamas. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
My baby is drama, mama. Don't like me. She be doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She wanna rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited. Despite it, I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you.
Yeah. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
So great.
Yeah, it's a wonderful song. It's actually Big Boy starts the song, and then Andre 3000 comes in later and talks about his relationship with Miss Badu.
Yeah, I was wondering if the call to the baby mamas in the beginning was actually a call up straight out to Erykah Badu. Sarah, I suggested her song Tyrone too. It's actually, I would say, my ultimate breakup song from her 1997 live album, and it's the audience that sells it.
Sisters, how y'all feel? Brothers, y'all all right? See how y'all groove today.
It starts off sort of a sultry R&B song, and you think she's going to come in with some sort of bedroom tune. And then the lyrics come in, many of which are not radio-friendly, but she's hilariously sort of sending up her loser boyfriend. And the titular character, Tyrone, isn't even her boyfriend. It's her boyfriend's loser friend.
Well, let's hear just a little bit of it. It's so great.
See, every time you come around, you got to bring Jim, James, Paul, and Tyrone. See, why can't we be by ourselves sometime? See, I've been having this on my mind for a long time. I just want it to be you and me, like it used to be, baby. But you don't know how to act. So matter of fact, I think you better call Tyrone.
You know what I love about this is that she sounds so sarcastic and exhausted at the same time.
Yes, she's much funnier lady than you might believe just by listening to her other albums. And the real punchline is at the end. you know, she continues, you better call Tyrone, and has the backup singers come in, call him, but you can't use my phone.
What do you do after that? Why don't you just leave?
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to revenge now. So I asked some of our listeners for their favorite breakup songs, angry breakup songs. Mm-hmm. And lots of people said Song for the Dumped from Ben Folds 5.
Sure.
But somebody else suggested this one that I don't know anything about Shellac. Do you guys know about Shellac?
Oh, yes.
Hometown Heroes.
Yeah, Shellac is the band from the famous record producer Steve Albini. And he is very noted for his acerbic nature. I remember I bought this record. It's called 1,000 Hertz. And this track opens 1,000 Hertz. It blows you away because you can't believe somebody was so angry.
To the one true God above, here is my prayer. Not the first you've heard, but the first I wrote. Not the first, but the others were alone.
He doesn't really pull punches, does he?
No.
But just so we don't give Steve Albini too bad of a rap, he made it out on the other side. He has a pretty interesting blog, actually, that's just recipes that he does lovingly for his wife.
No, really?
And it's just like dinners that he prepares lovingly for her. So
he got past the revenge. Robin, you had a really good one that I liked a lot as well. From Love?
Yes, My Little Red Book, which is their cover of a Burt Bacharach Hal David song. So I love Arthur Lee's take on it, who was the lead singer of Love from 1966, because it goes sort of from angry to pathetic as each verse, chorus, and verse moves on. You know, he's singing, the minute you left, I got out my little red book and I just thumbed through it and I just picked out all the girls and I'm going to forget about you. But of course, then the chorus comes in. But all I did was talk about you and hear your name, and I'd start to cry.
It's angry to pathetic, just like revenge so often is.
Yep. If literature has taught us nothing, it's that revenges are always tragedies, right, Sarah? They don't end well.
Okay, well, let's move on from revenge. Let's move on to moving on. Robin, you had a really good one about this, too.
The Avalanches. This is a group from Australia. Their sound is dominated by collage and by a lot of samples. And the song Since I Left You is pretty much just one line. The soundscape underneath it is really lush.
Get a drink, have a good time now. Welcome to paradise. Paradise, paradise, paradise.
What I love about it is it's just so gleeful. After a breakup, you just want to run outside and spin around and just keep repeating, the world is better since I left you, and I want everyone to know it.
One thing I really like about that is that it makes the new world sound like it's full of swimming pools and
yes,
beautiful people and cocktail lounges. It's a great moving on song.
It's very uplifting, I agree.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Robin Lynn and Jason Saldana are producers at Sound Opinions, and they are, by the way, happily married to one another. Our producer, Sarah Nix, talked with them. And if you want to hear an extended version of their conversation with more breakup songs, find us online at ttbook.org.